Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here for another episode of Life in Business. How are you today? I hope that you are extremely well, and whatever day you are listening to this, that you have had a nice weekend or have a nice weekend coming up. Really important that we do nice things, right? Because today I've got a bit of a for you. I want to talk to you about the real reason that your marketing isn't working, okay? The thing is with having a business is that marketing's everything, right? We have to put ourselves out there. We have to constantly be on and doing and on and doing and on and doing. And it's hard, right? It's this horrible, hard cycle of doing forever. And it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't work, right? Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you're ticking all the boxes, you're posting, you know, you're posting several times a week, maybe even daily, maybe even a couple of times a day. You're doing your stories, you're doing your reels, you're doing your LinkedIn, you're emailing your list, but it doesn't feel like stuff is coming back to you. Yeah. It doesn't feel like you are getting you're getting the money in for the effort that you're putting in. And that really sucks. Right? And it's really disappointing. And yeah, it's not a good place to be. And what happens is that let me paint a picture for you. So, you know, you start your business. Ta-da, amazing. Congratulations. That's so exciting. So you post some stuff on social media and everybody's dead excited because you've just started your business and you're dead excited and it's all shiny and new. And you get these customers. It's like, whoa, look at this. This is amazing. Look at me. I'm in business. Yeah. And it starts off this kind of like glorious rainbow of amazing, okay? And then, so then you're servicing those clients, right? You've got your initial enthusiasm carrying you through, you're servicing your clients, everything's fantastic. And then you find that, so I need some more clients now because I've serviced all those clients. I need some more clients now. And so you post something on social media again, but it doesn't necessarily land quite the same because you're feeling different, right? Your initial enthusiasm might have worn off. And so you think, but I'll put a discount out. I'll put a discount out. So you put a discount out and people buy. So then you're servicing these clients who've bought at a discount, but they're not necessarily the right clients because they bought at a discount and you're not making the profit that you want to make. So you kind of panic, yeah? And it just becomes this sort of never-ending cycle of shitness, right? And it's hard. It's really hard to be on this treadmill, but this is just so common in business. And when people come, clients come before they become clients. So when people come to me and we have like an initial chat or we're chatting in the DMs on Instagram, then to kind of establish whether we want to work together. And that is so often the case. It's like, I am doing all the things, but it's not, why is it not working? Why am I not getting where I want to be? And there's this analogy that I use, and it's about the fact that you're building your house upside down, right? It is so common in business owners, so common. And what happens if you think about house, right? Everybody understands a house. You put the concrete slab down the foundation, you put some walls and you stick a roof on, right? That's how you build a house. For anybody in the construction sector, I realise it's more complicated than that, but for the purposes of this analogy, there are only three steps. And then if you think of it, you got your foundations, right? You got your walls, you got your roof. The marketing of a business is the roof. And that's why it starts to kind of fail, yeah, or stops working or just frustrates you and isn't getting you the results that you want because you're focusing on the roof. And, well, what's going to happen if you build a house and you build the roof first? You've basically just got a little, teepee, tent. You haven't got a house. You have just... And so it crumbles. It doesn't work. And it's exactly the same thing in your business. If you market first, it ain't going to do anything because you haven't got the foundations and you haven't got the walls. Yeah? And if you've seen me do, if you've seen me speak on stage before, you know that this is, this is often kind of a talk that I do. So if you want me to do this talk in more detail or do this as a workshop for your group, then let me know, because that'd be cool. There's a lot more detail I can go into with this and do it as a full workshop for people too. So yeah, message me on Instagram at Libby Langley or find me on LinkedIn, search for Libby Langley, and we'll have a chat about that. But I wanted to go over it in a podcast episode too, because I just think it's so flipping important, right? And this, you know, oh, my marketing's not working. I'm going to buy that $27 download about how to make reels. That's going to make a difference. No, it's not. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's going to teach you a few skills on how to make reels. But so what? You know, there's people who make millions without doing reels. You don't need to do that. It's this kind of desperation that we feel, we all go through, and I don't exclude myself from this, because absolutely I've been at this stage in various points of my business when I've tried to lead roof first in my business, right? And you have to just kind of keep going back to the beginning and being aware of what's happening. And certainly if you're in the early stages of your business, oh, you're in a beautiful place, right? You're in a beautiful place to be able to go, whoop, hang on a minute. Let's just rewind. And if you're further into your business, I mean, this is year 13 for me, right? And I still have to do this exercise probably twice a year, but I'm aware of it. And that's the big, big difference. The awareness of not, of where you can tweak things, not where you're going wrong for sure, because it's all a learning curve, right? And there ain't no wrong or right here. There are sort of just easier ways of doing things. Okay. And that's what I'm going to help you with. But I'm never going to judge anybody for anything. I'm just going to guide you onto a simpler and easier path. And so when you know, you kind of think, oh, what am I doing? I'm posting all this stuff and it's not happening. Okay, step back and let's look at the actual reasons that your marketing isn't working. So let's think about the house again, right? So we've got the roof. I'll build it for you backwards, because you're trying to build your house upside down by leading with your marketing. So your roof is your marketing, your walls is your packages, your services, what you do, and your foundations is kind of all about you, right? So if you build your house, you're building your house upside down, it ain't going to work because you haven't got the walls and you haven't got the foundation. And if you're just focusing on marketing and how to make reels from a $27 download, ain't going to work, right? So what is the kind of right way to build a house, and what are the steps? So the first one really to look at, the foundations of your business, the firm foundations of your business are you. Are you? It's about you, and it's about your vision, your mission, who you want to work with, your niche, all of this stuff. Yeah, the stuff that the fundamentals, the core, the stuff that you believe in, the stuff that really matters to you, absolutely really matters to you. And if you don't know that, or if you've lost sight of that, you can't do anything else, because you don't even, it's not that you don't believe in what you're doing, it's that you don't know what you're doing. And I absolutely have been at this stage in my business at least once a year, for sure, absolutely for sure. And what happens to me, and maybe it's because of my neurodiversity, maybe it's because of the way my autistic brain is very logical, and so I often lead, and here's a vulnerability share for you, but I often lead with kind of product first, right? Service first. So what can I build? And I guess, you know, I'm a trained tutor as well. So, you know, kind of used to building programs and courses and that kind of stuff. So it's like, oh, what can I teach people? And how many people can I teach that to, and how much will they pay me to do it? Therefore, how much money would I make, right? And that's what my default mode is. And I share that as a real vulnerability to you, just to know, just so you know that, you know, I ain't perfect, but I'm aware of what happens. So I don't lead with marketing first, I lead with walls first. But still, without the foundations, it's not going to work. And that's the thing that I have to keep in check with myself. But I'm aware of it, right? And I'm quite proud of myself for being aware of this and knowing what needs to happen. So the stuff, the foundations for me is kind of quite hard because of my autistic brain my ADHD brain wanting to create something, and the autistic brain wanting to know the processes and the system and the structure and what's the funnel like and what software do we use for this, right? That's my comfort zone. My comfort zone is walls. So, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it doesn't work for the same reason that marketing first, the roof of the house, doesn't work. You're leading with the thing that isn't the foundations. It's just, it's not going to work, okay? You have to have the full gambit in order to be successful, in order to build the house, right? So the foundations, your vision, your mission, your niche, your ideal client, your brand, all of that stuff, that's your foundation. So your vision is, what do you really want, right? What do you really want from your business? What do you really see in the future? What is it? Is it just monetary? I seriously doubt that, right? I seriously doubt that actually you want 10K months just because for 10, I mean, who cares, right? Who cares what you earn? It's personal. It's personal for you. This is about quality of life. This is what you see for yourself and your future and your family and changing the world, or, you know, having an impact. That's that, right? And your mission is really similar to your vision. I kind of think your vision is what you want from life and what stuff means to you. And your mission is the thing that drives you. Your mission is the way that you want to change the world, right? So what's your purpose in life? What do you stand for? Is it to, you know, do something in your local, make your local community better? Is it to make something better in the world? Is it to help people understand something really particular that you know is gonna kind of have a big impact worldwide? Doesn't matter what it is, as long as you know what it is, yeah? And then when you kind of know what you want from life and what you want from your business and what this overall, do you know what? That really matters to me, yeah? It really matters to me. For me, what really matters to me is that women are on a more equal footing in life. I hate the fact that we're not. I hate the fact that women chronically undercharge in their businesses. I hate the fact that women aren't paid as much as men in jobs. I really hate it. And that's why I work predominantly with women. And it is about finding your voice and finding your space, right? That's what really matters to me. And the way that I do this by helping people become brilliant business owners. So I do it in a business context because that's what I'm interested in, right? I love business. I could nerd out on business all day and do, you know, I really like it. So then there's your niche. Okay. So for me also, that is my niche. Yeah. There's 1,000,000,001 business coaches out there, but my thing, it's not about hustling. It's not about 10K months. It's not about scaling to £1 million business. I don't know. You can do that if you want, but it's about being truly happy in what you do. And it's about being as efficient and effective as possible to get there. So working less and earning more. These are the things that really matter to me, right? And these are the things that will enable you to go out and then change the world, because you're not just hustling 24/7 because and getting up at 5 o'clock to have an ice bath because that's what someone said that you need to do to be successful. It's rubbish, right? So that's what really, you know, that kind of what really drives me. And that's what my niche is, to help people who buy into that, right? So what's your angle? in business. And a niche doesn't have to be, so I just work with women who are 35 to 55 who have, you know, I don't know, maybe are married with two kids. That's not a niche. A niche is you. A niche comes from you. And I know I've done other podcast episodes about niching, so have a scroll back and find those. But your niche can be who you choose to kind of work with, what your angle is on life. And it can be that you work with people who are, I don't know, neurodivergent, for example. That would set you apart from other people who do something very similar with you. It could be that you're really upbeat when everybody else is really soft in your industry. It could be that you're absolutely no BS like me and, you know, no BS and really kind of just say it how it is when everybody else is gentle and, you know, different like that. That's all niche. This is all about being you and deciding what it is that you stand for, yeah? And, oh God, I hate the word, but authenticity, right? Bringing that in. That's all your niche. And you just need to kind of decide, yeah? It's entirely personal. You just need to decide what it is that you want and what you know, what really matters and what you believe in. And then you can think about your ideal client. It feeds on from there. So your ideal client, are they local? Are they international? Are they, you know, what is it that they need? What is it that you want to do? If you've got your vision, you've got your mission, you've got your niche, your ideal client, you should just be able to read what you've written down or and go, oh, well, it's them. Yeah. And they will be able to self-identify because they can feel the honesty and belief in everything that you've kind of, you know, everything that you embody. Do you see? It's not about saying, oh, who's my ideal client? Oh, yeah. Well, I'd really like to work with people who. It's like, again, you're one step slightly too far ahead. You've got to do the self-awareness and you've got to do what matters to you before. And then the ideal client just pops out. Ta-da! It's way easier to do it like this, trust me. I mean, it takes a lot of soul searching. Absolutely takes a lot of soul searching, but it's just easier. And you only kind of have to do this once, well, for me, once a year, because I forget, because neurodivergent, I forget what I've done. And, you know, I might feel different if the sun's shining as to when it's raining, you know, all those things. But the awareness is what matters. And if this is kind of landing yet, oh my goodness, I don't know where to start. Send me a message, right? Because this is the kind of stuff that we can have a session and work through together. You don't have to do all this on your own. And I can, we spend some time together. We can sit and go through it. We can do it in one session. We can do it over the course of 6 months, whatever. But message me on Instagram at Libby Langley or on LinkedIn, search Libby Langley and find me. Message me and we can talk through this, yeah? I'm just giving you, there's not much I can give you in a 30-minute podcast episode other than the kind of the high-level headline points. But to actually sit down and work through this, it's what I do with my clients day in, day out. Yeah? So message me and I'll help you on that. And then the kind of the last thing on your foundations is your brand, right? What is your brand? What does your brand stand for? What do you... It's not just about colours and logo, but it's about the tone of voice. It's about the attitude. It's about what you do and don't do. And boundaries to a certain extent come under this. You know, how do you want your business to be seen? How do you want you to be seen? That's all what your brand is. Yeah, it's a big exercise that. But when you've done all that, that's your foundations in place and you can tweak them and you can revisit them and you can refresh them. But that will give you a really solid base in business. It will give you foundations, right? Firm foundations. And then you can look at your walls of your house. So then you can look at your services, what you offer, your profitable packages, right? And that's where we start to look at your pricing and you start to look at the numbers and the costs and talk about what it is that you want to make and how you're going to make it and how that works and how you work and cost everything out and what your one core offer is and what you focus on and what you get known for and what people know know you for. Yeah. It's all of those things. That's what goes into the walls. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to run a 6-month program and I'm going to call it, from frightened to fabulous. You know, it's not. It's more than that. It's got to be, that's part of it. Absolutely. But you can't do what my brain wants to do immediately and just come up with the program with some kind of title and how many people can you deliver it to and what you're going to charge for it. It's got to be deeper than that. And it's got to be about your business as a whole in terms of the numbers and the finances and the costs and the input and the output, rather than just, here's the thing I'm going to sell. Yeah. So it's a much more holistic approach. And when you've done that, so you've got your walls, and then we're onto the roof, which is, remember where you started, you know, why your marketing isn't working, because the roof's going to fall down. But then you're onto the roof, which is the marketing. And do you know what? That's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake if you do it this way round. I'm not to say properly, because who am I to judge? You do it the way you want it to be. But if you do all the work on your foundations, you should do all the work on your firm foundations and then your profitable packages, your walls, then your marketing just becomes magnetic because it's so easy. Everything just falls into place because you know who you are, what you believe in. You know why you're doing this. You know what matters to you. You know who your ideal client is. You know what your niche is. You know what it is that you're offering to people, and it doesn't even need to be in what format, right? It's about, because you can flex that. You know, I have quite a fluid approach to the way that I work with people. Sure, you can come on a mastermind day. Sure, you can book this 1-hour session with me. But, you know, if there's something else that you want, fine, we'll build that. You know, it's about the feeling. It's about the overall net result. It's about what you need. Yeah. So you can be as fluid as you kind of like with that, as long as you've costed everything out and you know where things are in your business. And so your marketing's going to feel like really aligned. You're going to be really confident, going to be authentic. I don't like that word, but true to yourself. That's a better expression for me. I feel more comfortable with that. It's going to be enjoyable. You're going to be able to be consistent because you're talking about the thing, right? The thing, the vision, the mission, the what you believe in, all of that, that's that passion and that drive is going to come out in what you're doing. And who cares if you do it as a reel or you do it as a post or you just share a blooming Google link to a Google Doc? Who cares? That does not matter. And that's the thing that so many people get so stuck on. Oh, I've heard that, if you do reels, you can get more reach or you can go on TikTok and it's like, whatever. Yeah, sure. But it doesn't matter. That's not what matters. What matters is that the foundations are in place and you build from the ground up. And that's what's going to get you the results. And that's when your marketing is going to go, oh, my marketing's working. Oh my God, look at this. People are coming to me. Oh, my life's amazing. I'm so proud of myself. All that stuff is only going to happen if you start from the foundations up, if you build your house the right way round. And it's going to bring you the joy and happiness, right? And it's going to be effective and you're going to be so happy. And this is exactly the process that I work through with my clients one-to-one and in group program, right? This is exactly what I do. And so hopefully today has given you a bit more of an insight, I guess, of what it means to work with someone like me. To me, because I can't speak for how other people do it. But this is what it's like to work with me. And it's not normally quite so fast-paced as today. Today has been. It's all about the time that you need to get the things that you need from it. But it is about going back to basics and working through what needs to be worked through. And some stuff you will have nailed, right? And some stuff you won't have a clue on. And that's the kind of beauty of being able to pull it all together. And like I say, I have been through this. I'd have to do this exercise and I hate it because it's hard. And I don't want it to be hard, but it's hard. But I go through this exercise, yeah, probably once a year because I'm like, what was I doing? Why am I doing it? Who am I? And you know, I find it difficult. I find it challenging because it is not how my brain works. But by doing this exercise and also by working with my clients on the same thing, I find that really helpful. I find that really, really useful. So I'm my own best case study in that regard. I mean, I have lots of testimonials that I could share with you if you're interested and all of that. But I am my own living doll, right? I'm my own living proof that it works, but you have to keep working at it. Unfortunately, it's not a one and done. It might be a one and done for a while, but it's not going to be a one and done forever. You've got to keep working on yourself. You've got to keep working on your mindset. You've got to keep making sure that what you think you believe in or what you're telling everyone you believe in is actually what you believe in, because what you believed in 2 years ago might be different now because your life has shifted. And don't forget, we've just come out of like the weirdest 4 years of the kind of pandemic and all of that, that what you were doing before and during may be really different in 2024 because there's been a shift in the world at large. And it's always okay to think, my house, maybe it was not as sturdy as it used to be. So let me look at the foundations and see if there's a bit of subsidence there. And we need to do a bit of work on that and do some, this is where the analogies go horribly wrong because I've never built a house. But, you know, we need to do a bit of underpinning. There you go. That's what you do. And that's all okay, right? Because what you want is to have a solid house. And it doesn't matter if it's ugly because nobody's going to see it apart from you, okay? This is the house in your head. This is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be perfect grouting or anything. It just needs to be solid. Yeah. So I really hope that this analogy has stirred something up for you and has made you think about it. And do contact me. Yeah. Do ask for my support. I'm on Instagram @LibbyLangley or find me on LinkedIn, Libby Langley. My website is libbylangley.com. Pretty much I'm just Libby Langley everywhere. But do find me and do ask for support and do ask the questions that you've got, because it's only by asking the questions and reaching out for the support that you're going to actually move forward, because forward's where all the good shit is, right? That's where we want to go. That's where we want to be, over there, because woo! Okay, thank you for joining me again today. I'm going to see you next week on another episode of Life in Business. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.